All right, today is the rundown, Thursday, March 23rd, a little KFC radio reunion while Portnoy's out celebrating his midlife crisis. Today's show is brought to you by...
It's been around for a long time.
The midlife crisis? Yeah. It's dragging.
It's becoming a life
multiple
crisis.
Years,
it's
yeah.
It's just like, this is who he is.
It's also depressing, like, when you see the whole... Frankie, I love Frankie Borelli's great.
Dave's
like,
dragging him down. He's dragging him down fast.
The fact that Frankie, like, he just switched one 23-year-old for the other, and no one thinks that's creepy.
Oh no, I think people think that's creepy.
He went from he had Hank, yeah. and then he replaced Hank with Jordan.
Yeah.
Replaced Jordan with Frankie.
Wow.
It's dark. It's dark.
It's just that's fucked up, man.
When you actually connect them all,
yo, that's fucked
he's
up.
They have to stay the same age. Yeah. He doesn't care. The sex doesn't matter.
I was talking to Resnick the other day. He said it's like Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Thing I like about Barstool is they stay the same age. I keep getting older. They stay the same age. Yikes. My little boy, my best
that
friend,
used to be,
stay the same
remember
age.
When Barstool you first started and he had to, like, he would do blogs on Barstool?
He yeah.
That
kid.
Was his name, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
That
it
was.
The, yeah, the, it was Wooderson. And then there was
Wooderson,
Rick
yeah.
Noonan. And,
yeah.
I mean, this is Dave's life, pretending to be a little kid.
He's been pretending to be in college for like
10 grow up
years.
Yeah, this is going to be the turning point. It's brought to you by DollarShaveClub.com. DollarShaveClub.com/barstool. You're going to get 1 month trial of any of their razors for just $1 and free shipping. After that, it's just a few bucks a month if you want to stick around. You can have them shipped every month, every other month, whatever you want, whatever frequency. They got hair products. They got lotion. They got shaving cream. They got everything you need to look good. So go to DollarShaveClub.com/barstool to get that free trial for $1 and no free shipping. We start with a blog last night that Riggs wrote. It was unfortunately about the attacks in London, which is a very sad situation. But this fucking dick on Twitter, this chick writes, thoughts and atheist prayers to everyone suffering in the attacks. Just wedging her atheist agenda into it, which is exactly what the atheists do, which is so fucking funny. It's so ironic that they're so stupid that they can't realize that they do what they hate. They don't like religious people because it's like they shove it down your throats. They, atheist people, shove their agenda down everyone's throats more than anyone.
But this is so perfect for someone's giving thoughts and prayers because you're always just making it about yourself.
Right.
You're always just trying to get people to give you attention.
100%.
Yep, this is just an atheist. This
I want
is a
to
little
acknowledge.
Bit higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thoughts and prayers are ridiculous. I still, and now this might be just my own stupid brain, I can't figure out what atheist prayer means. Like, prayer is...
a religious thing.
You can't, you pray to something, right?
Right. You don't get prayers. Atheists don't get prayers. That's it.
Also very good.
Yeah, you don't get to dabble in both. You want to say there's no God, you don't get prayers. And you don't get to give them out.
I guess I'm an atheist. I don't really fucking.
You're not a. Right? You're like me. We're practical people. We're not like practicing atheists where we're like God isn't real. Like I just.
But like, do you ever find yourself really... in like a really not like a hard place? But like maybe you happen to be in church one day. Don't you just feel guilty even like trying to pray? You're like, this is so fucking
I don't believe in this
stupid.
Shit.
Like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, but you know what? I also, if you want to tweet thoughts and prayers, yes, it's about you. I don't know. Just let people do it.
I don't know. Just do, like, think about them in yourself. Like, you don't need to tweet.
You don't need to acknowledge that you're.
It's like wishing your grandmother happy birthday
when
on
they're
Twitter.
Not on
right.
Twitter.
Right. Like, I felt bad for the people in London yesterday. I did not make everyone aware of, like, hey, I was thinking about the people in London for 10 minutes.
I didn't know that happened.
Can we tell us?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, it happened in Westminster. So Dan pulled it up and saw Westminster and thought that something happened to the dogs.
That's not it.
but you might have had that reaction yesterday when
it
was going
right
on.
Now.
I had that reaction just now.
Yeah. So he's like, what happened to the dogs?
That's like, on me. No, I'm trying to stay out of the political, like the news shit.
Well, you're doing that.
That one. Sometimes means that you'll read a story a day later about a terrorist attack and think a bunch of dogs got hurt. That just comes with it. What do you want me to do?
And just ultimately fuck the atheist people.
Yes.
I had atheist people complaining in the dad bracket. They were like, why is God in the real people region? God's not real.
Up.
I was like, get the fuck out of here. That's a fair point.
It's a fair point.
Come on,
It's fuck anyone who believes in anything like to any extreme
whatsoever. And then you want to talk
that's
to me
really
about
it.
That's
really all it is.
Yes.
Yes. It's left, right,
everything
too much God, not enough God. Just fuck everyone. Just chill out.
Fuck everyone with passions.
Yes,
if you're passionate about
become apathetic.
Fuck you.
But now what if our passion is telling these people fuck them?
Well, then we're, I don't care.
It's not.
Yeah, no, it might be. I'm not going to say that's not going to become.
It could very well be our thing.
Fine.
That's our religion.
So someone else come and tell me I'm a fucking asshole. That's fine. I know I am.
We moved to the NBA. This dude, the Cavs were playing the Nuggets last night.
I'm so worried about Dan's answer to this.
Yeah, that's why I picked this. Or any other time, if Dan wasn't on, I don't know. I don't know if I would include it. This dude said he's going to try to eat more chicken nuggets than the actual Nuggets scored points. The actual Nuggets put up 107.
I thought they put up like in the 120s.
Yeah. 120. Oh, it was even higher. So let's say over a buck 20. I believe this dude on Twitter topped out at 81, somewhere in the 80s. Dan.
Okay.
Could you eat more nuggets than the actual Nuggets scored?
I actually am not going to say no, because eating over a long period of time gets like so exhausting. I've been in these kind of challenges. You hit that wall and you can't, there's nothing you can do to get over it except just like sleep it off. So if it was, can you eat 20 Chicken McNuggets in 5 minutes? Yeah, easily. Or 4 minutes. I don't even know.
Much like
swimming. I could be on a pace.
Much like
I'd swimming,
you're a
first
short
quarter.
Distance.
Yeah,
guy.
I'd beat him in the first quarter.
This guy beat him in the first quarter.
I'd blow out anyone in the first quarter.
He was well ahead, I think.
Yeah, he was up there's by no, like 15.
There's no team that could beat me.
Could you beat the first half? Because, I mean, in this situation, yeah, I think have, like, I could, 60.
See, the problem is I'm thinking the Rockets, like, they put up like 75 before.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be a little real here. There's no single team in the NBA who can beat me in the first quarter, Nuggets to points.
You could beat
12
the Knicks
minutes,
in the first
I could
half.
Do it. I could probably beat the Knicks or the Bulls when they drop out like a 9-point quarter.
Yeah.
That's what he needed. He needed the
yes,
fucking
absolutely.
Dysfunction of the Bulls to show up and just be like, hey, tonight we're going to score 68 points.
What about you, Fights? Do you think you could do this?
I'm such a little bitch eater, man.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. Like, I mean, I know I couldn't even come close.
If I get, right, I'm a big eyes are bigger than my stomach order.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go to Wendy's and I'll get like the fucking spicy chicken meal. I'll get a Burt Jr. bacon cheeseburger. I'll get some fucking
Frosty the Nuggets.
And all of it will go half eaten.
Yeah.
So I can't. I don't think I could put down like a 20 order of nuggets.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
If you were
trying,
despite
my
you
physique,
could.
I guess if you were committed
to a challenge,
if there was
you could.
Something, but I'm committed to nothing ever.
But, I mean, this dude putting up 80 something nuggets is very impressive to me.
82. I think 82 was the final number.
I could not even come close.
And
to
while
that.
We're on this subject here, Dan's irrational confidence. I want to talk about Saturday night real quick. Because we went to the Triple G fight, hung out with some people who know boxing.
Dave Chappelle, not sure if you heard of him.
I may have once or twice heard
of that
guy.
Hey, Dave, and he was already gone. It was that fast.
Dan's got a picture with him.
Yeah. Well, I have a picture, and he's like
he's
the back of
the
his bald head.
Way
is
in
like
the background.
20 feet away. That's my picture of Dave Chappelle.
But we talked to a lot of boxing folks about Dan's
infamous
that he can take Floyd Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
What was
a lot of people
reaction?
Said they were, I could.
A lot of people were nice to your face, and then when you went to the bathroom, I said, hey,
okay.
let's be real for a
that's
second.
That's fine,
here.
As long as I got it to my face, that's fine. That's fine. People did not say I was ridiculous. They didn't have the reaction you guys had.
That's true. They didn't have, like, the no fucking shot. Although, once you went to the bathroom, Peter Berg was like, that dude would get the fucking floor wiped with
him. Well, he didn't say it to my face again, so I'm fine. The reaction I got was most people believe
dude.
In me versus Floyd Mayweather.
You would get absolutely
I will give Dan that. I was disappointed at the lack of outrage.
Well, you know what? Those people are
question.
Stupid, too.
I would just do that this neck exercise for 3 months straight with the weight.
Although there was one good point that we never really considered. It was, he's just going to punch you in the nose. We kind of always assumed it was going to be a hook coming. You just break your nose.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And then you're like, come out, I'm out.
I've never had a bloody nose, though, so.
Imagine, never?
Never, never in my life.
Get the
never
fuck
got
out
hit
of
with
here.
A ball,
never,
never got
hit
elbow.
So hard in the nose, my nose will not bleed.
You've never just had a bloody nose for no reason?
I've never had a bloody nose. It's a freak thing, I'm telling you. I've been elbowed in the face so hard in basketball. I've had it all. I think my nose can't bleed. I swear, I'm telling
Wait,
you the truth.
Let me ask you this, when your nose bleeds, what's bleeding?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is
your
it like
brains?
Coming from your brain?
This is getting, we're going off the side. But I like where we're going because I don't know the answer. Because
the
answer
there's
boogers and
there's
snot.
There's blood in your, there's like fucking, I don't.
Is it your
you
like,
don't know the answer.
Look, I don't know the answer.
Clem, give us a quick Google. What happened, what's bleeding when your nose gets,
the inside of your nose is what's bleeding.
Is it your brains?
It's not your brain.
I think it's brain coming out of your nose. It's brain matter.
Either way, I have never once had a bloody nose. That's crazy, right?
It's crazy.
That means
so
I could probably take
I was gonna say, it's
little
crazy,
bitch
but it's true,
punch.
But it's not.
It's absolutely true. I wouldn't lie about that. That's not something
nasal
I'd lie
membranes.
About. What is it?
Nasal membrane.
So,
that's
kind of your brain.
That's
for.
Brain. Yeah. When I hear membrane,
yeah,
it's brain.
Yeah.
Next topic, Nancy Kerrigan. Christy Yamaguchi tweets out as Nancy Kerrigan makes her Dancing with the Stars debut, "I can't wait to see you get out there and glide across the dance floor. Break a leg." Break a leg to Nancy Kerrigan, the most famous broken leg maybe of all time. Do you think this is just ignorance is bliss? She's not even thinking about it. Do you think she's busting balls, or do you think this is mean girls, like, I did it on purpose? We talked about it on the radio. I'll start with you.
No, it's Christy Yamaguchi getting her name out there for the first time in a decade.
You think so intentionally, but not intentional to hurt, like to fuck with Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, I think enough time has passed that Nancy Kerrigan is okay with it. And I think Christy Yamaguchi was like, well, no one has this is the first time I thought of Christy Yamaguchi since 1994.
Do you think Christy Yamaguchi is a funny person?
I wouldn't know. I never thought I'd.
Because you're giving her a lot of credit.
Yamaguchi is.
You're giving her a lot of credit, though.
Really, that's not that hard. I mean, that's probably. Yeah. I feel like the girls in the ice rink, they've made that joke more than a few times.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like if you.
I disagree with that strongly.
Yeah, I feel like that's making fun of someone.
Yeah,
on
their back.
Behind their back. Yeah. Like that's busting balls. I said that I have a buddy with one arm, and I fuck him all the time because he's got one arm.
Right.
That's ridiculous. Like that's not a thing girls do to each other.
But my point is. That's not something she just came up with on her own. That joke has been said around her many, many times. She's like, I got a new Twitter.
Dude.
How old is her Twitter? She probably just got the Twitter. She's like, boom.
I think Christy Yamaguchi's either a bitch or just an idiot. That's what I think. Christy Yamaguchi, you're a bitch or an idiot.
She's got a bitch look to her, which is a kind of racist.
That's very racist.
Again,
she's got like a bitch look to her.
Again, who the fuck watches Dancing with Stars? Jerry Thornton.
This is,
I was shocked when I saw that. I was like, is someone who watches?
It's his Super Bowl. It's figure skating and dancing now.
It's true. That's true.
He's probably more excited about that than his actual Super Bowl.
I forgot Jerry Thornton was a huge figure skating guy.
Yeah.
What a weird what
He watches
weird
everything
bird.
They do, man.
Love it.
We are halfway through the rundown here. Second Dance brought to you by SeatGeek. You want to go see Triple G and hang out with Dave Chappelle? You could have.
Oh, we saw Jerry Seinfeld, too. But that was even faster. That was like, I think that was Jerry Seinfeld. Like it's a guy with a Mets hat, like 40
feet
away.
Yo, he's worth $900 million.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It wasn't
he shouldn't
Jerry
even
Seinfeld.
Be in the same room with you.
No, maybe. I don't think it was Jerry Seinfeld.
You want to go see Seinfeld? You want to go to the Garden and watch Triple G? SeatGeek has got you covered. They're the best way to buy and sell tickets to sporting events and concerts. Every ticket you buy is guaranteed. No fraudulent tickets, no nothing like that. They put every ticket on an easy-to-read chart where you know exactly what you're spending. So you know if you're getting a good seat, bad seat, good buy, bad buy. And right now, if you use the promo code RUNDOWN, you get $20 back on your first order. So you download the free SeatGeek app, you click settings, add a promo code, and put in RUNDOWN. And once you buy your first ticket, they're gonna send $20 back to your PayPal account. So SeatGeek, promo code RUNDOWN. The dude who went viral the other day for slipping up in his post-game interview, the soccer player, he said, "I wanna thank my wife and my girlfriend." Then quickly tried to backtrack, stammered, stuttered, laughed like a goofy idiot.
"And I appreciate my fans also. My wife and my girlfriend. My wife. Yeah, sorry to say. I'm so sorry, my wife. Listen, I love you so much. I love you so much from my heart. So."
He has come out with his excuse, which it would have been so much easier to just play the language barrier card. I don't know. I don't really speak English that well. He decided to say that he was trying to say daughter. "I meant to say wife and daughter. I said wife and girlfriend."
Simple mistake.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, just a casual. I'm mixing up my daughter with someone I would maybe have sex with.
Well,
that's what a girlfriend is.
Two things here. We talk about this on KFC Radio. Shout out, like, subscribe, whatever. I think you just need to, when this first happened, you need to just go break up with her.
Just be done with it.
Get your wife.
Get out ahead of it.
Wife and girlfriend, or just your wife?
Probably the girlfriend. Probably get over it. The wife. Yeah. Wife. The wife.
But maybe
wives tend to be more sticklers about the side piece.
The girlfriend knows there's a wife. The wife probably doesn't know there's a wife.
And so, but I think the move is just go to the locker room. You text your wife and say, "I just fucked up big time. We're divorced. It's over. I'm not having the fight.
It's like Michael Scott announcing bankruptcy. You just say divorce. That's it. It's
I'm
over.
Not doing this.
I love it. I don't think you could. I don't think that's how it works, though, John. I don't think you can just be like, "Guess what? I'm opting out of this fight."
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
It's the preemptive breakup.
Yeah, you're having
that fight, John, at some point. Whether you're gonna have to go get your shit eventually.
No.
You're gonna have to go see your daughter.
Your daughter. People to get his girlfriend.
No, you just leave everything. You leave everything, your daughter, your clothes,
that's
your everything.
Fake life. You're having
all
half
your
life.
Possessions, and you're just gone. Start a new life.
Yeah, just never quit soccer. Like, just never be seen in public again. Move to an island. Done. I'm done. I'm not having this. I refuse to have it.
What I don't understand, though, is like why he even has to go correct himself. Like, you've screwed up. Everyone knows you screwed up.
You're just bringing it back up again.
You're the person who you're gonna get in a fight with your wife. You're probably gonna be in a heap loads of shit. It doesn't really matter at this point. We don't care. I forgot
she
this
cares,
guy exists.
But we don't care.
He just made his story go back in the
That's
news.
That's the problem. It's just you got to sit there, take your beating, and run away.
And if I'm not mistaken, and again, obviously, like everything on the show, it's 55% fact. I believe he said he didn't try and say he was trying to say daughter. He said he calls his daughter his girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah.
Making things a lot weirder than it needs to be.
It's an interesting
also. Much worse lie. Much worse lie.
Spin Zone, shout out to everyone out there. A little pro tip. If you have a daughter, if you have a dog, anything like that, just start calling it your girlfriend.
Girlfriend, so that you can always have this built-in excuse.
Yeah, get out of
Come here, girlfriend. Come here, girlfriend.
Exactly.
Fetch, girlfriend.
I call my Xbox 360 my girlfriend. That's why I fucked up.
Listen, man, as a person with a daughter, the thought that you'd run around being
start
like,
doing it, Kevin.
Oh,
look at Bay. Look
Kevin,
at Bay.
Kevin, start doing it.
This is my girlfriend.
Get out of it.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's just that's just keeping yourself one step ahead of the law. That's all that is.
That way you don't have to do the preemptive breakup. Last topic of the day. Rutgers paid Snooki, that Snooki from like 20 years ago, $32,000 to speak at their graduation or at their class, whatever it may be, which is so outlandish and ridiculous that New Jersey has changed the law about how much you're allowed to pay people to make appearances.
That's some bullshit. That's some real fucking bullshit.
I'm kind of with you.
Government, focus on government.
Laissez-faire, bro.
Well, it is.
Stay out of
it.
This is a free market.
It's a state institution.
Yeah, but oh, okay. I guess
Rutgers
that's
is
this is when this is legit classic. Sean put in the Jim Calhoun video, my second favorite Jim Calhoun, not a dime back.
Considering that you're the highest paid state employee and there's a $2 billion budget deficit,
yep.
Do you think that's...
Not a dime back.
Not a dime back.
Not a dime back. I'd like to be retired someday. I'm getting tired.
Not a fucking dime back.
I also want to say, I actually have a bigger problem now. State institutions have to be called University of State. You can't be called Rutgers.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Rutgers is a state.
For simple minds.
For simple minds, yeah. Like it confuses the shit out of me.
Yes. But, yeah,
University
I think
they
have a right.
University of Connecticut.
I have a
University of New Jersey.
I think they have a right. I was going to spin it. I had a question for you guys. Do you think that with Barstool and, like, where it's going, do you think you'll ever get invited to your alma mater to do the, I feel
the
like Fordham you might have a, you, Fordham, John and I probably don't ever have a chance. Fordham, you might get it.
I don't think I could do the graduation.
I think so?
Yeah,
I think you'll reach a level of fame where they'll have Kevin Clancy speak to the class of like 2028.
Let's do it.
What
fucking go for them.
No, I'm being serious though. That's like a real question. I think.
I never thought about that.
It's more because your school's fake, but yeah. Yeah. Get it how you can get it, you know?
Yeah, we're just like stuck in the hood. We're just like this weird little fucking Jesuit
spot. Has Tony Reale done it?
I haven't remember.
No,
I
that's what I was
going to
say. Within our world, there's a ton of famous graduates, so
Got
I'm
it.
Way low on the list.
Got
if they're
it.
If they're thinking we're gonna find someone in like sports, media, entertainment, I'm at the bottom.
Got it.
There's a lot of very impressive graduates.
But as a whole here, I want to say, deciding what a person's worth is not fair, because I'll tell you what.
If Snooki's worth $32,000,
was this story from like 2007?
I think it's real. I think it's
this
real.
Is from this year.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, I mean, Rutgers. I know you're Rutgers, but you gotta be a little better than that.
Yeah.
You gotta have a little bit higher standards.
Does she even have a show that's like, remember she did like the JWoww show? Does she have anything right now?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't know.
But,
it's someone just forgot about.
Not knock at Snooki.
You're worth what someone will pay you.
No, it's
and
it's
someone
like
will pay her.
If someone's stupid enough to pay you,
imagine a
$30,000
payday right now to just like, go talk.
It's like Josh McCown or Mike Glennon.
And why the fuck would it?
I mean, they get paid what they get paid.
And she's great too because she's been so smart to set the bar so low for herself. Like, they're paying her $32,000, and they know she's just gonna come puke on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's gonna.
She
stop.
Has, she doesn't have to prepare for that.
No,
she doesn't have to like read in front
it's
of
like,
her mirror.
Snooki,
she just
fucking, come up here and suck on stage.
Yeah. Show
drink
your tit.
Wine,
it's
yeah.
America. That's the American dream,
she's a
man.
Mom now, though.
So show your tit. Breastfeeding in public. Don't hate women.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that reminds me. You know what's been happening
a lot? Oh, boy.
if you've been on Instagram like long enough, because like I used to follow all the chicks for Guess That Ass.
They start popping kids out. So weird.
Dude, out of so nowhere. Weird. Such a buzzkill.
It stinks.
You're just like scrolling and then
that's
boom.
That's actually a great fucking
It's a phenomenon.
It's so crazy.
We need a new cast of Instagram models.
The original for me was Local Smokes, who would get like engaged.
Yeah.
And now there's a whole new level of Instagram models popping kids out.
Dude, it's because I mean, I was thinking about it. I've been following like all these chicks for like 4 or 5 years now. And it's just it's happened like 4 or 5 times in the last like couple months where I'll just be scrolling.
It's like, I used to masturbate to you.
And I'm just like,
That's such a bad business plan though. You got to know what makes you money, you know?
Absolutely. You can't, keep that shit hidden. Fucking, hide your children.
Go dark for 9 months. Get in the gym,
dude,
get
and back, don't ever take pictures that of that
Shout out Rachel Bush, she did that.
Oh man, she was smart.
Hank's brain actually exploded when I texted him that. I was like, dude, Rachel Bush just had a kid. He was like, what?
She is hot.
Yeah, although I'll say this,
that's the hottest girl in the world.
I think it's that Julianne chick.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's literally the hottest girl on the planet, so.
She's dumb.
She has a kid?
She has like a 7-year-old.
Yeah, she had a kid like before she got famous. So that's actually perfect timing. Knock the kid out, then get famous.
It's true. All right, or just don't have the kid, just be a hot girl.
Or just don't have the kid, yeah, that's probably
worse to live by.
We got anything? After show?
How did nobody, like, pull a heist and rob Portnoy and McAfee?
I know, what
just running
so
around giving
good.
Their exact, like, I'm gonna be here at this airport with this terminal and this airline with $50,000 in a briefcase.
How does Dave get away with everything he ever does all the time?
It's just more.
Nothing
bad ever
happens.
Nothing.
And well, and now
except his life falls apart.
Yeah, well, but he's like spinning. That paragraph still, he's like, my personal life's a hot mess. I'm a 40-year-old dating 22-year-olds. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, I said this thing on the rundown on the radio. Yeah. I was like, listen, the end result of your life falling apart is that you're a single dude
with
a few
millions
of dollars.
Millions.
Like, it ain't that bad.
Don't cry for Dave Portnoy, please.
Fuck that guy.
Please.
And somebody rob him on the way home.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Do it fast, because that money's not going to be around
for
a long
time. No,
he's going to lose it all. Yeah, you got to rob him
right
now.
Rob him right now.
Yeah,
girls, like,
someone text
Dave.
Say
you're going to hook up with him, sneak into his room when he's asleep, steal all his money.
Glenny, text Dave, ask where he's going to be about 6:45 tonight.
Fuck Dave.
Oh, man.
All right, that's it for the rundown. See you next week.